I Know My Place. A Merlin Story. Written by Sylphanispa and read by Calicaria. This story features the characters Gwen, Morgana, and Nimue, and has been tagged No Archive Warning Supply. It isn't the screaming that drives Gwen mad. It isn't the waiting up at night, lying beside her, waiting for the terror, and it isn't holding her, rubbing her back and breathing soft, soothing words in her ear. Gwen's happy to do all that. She knows none of it is Morgana's fault. It's when Gwen says, "Tell me," and Morgana answers, "It was nothing." "I don't remember," Morgana says, as though Gwen couldn't read the haunted look in her eyes. Morgana gets through the day with fine dresses and wines, flirting with the prince and fighting with the king, and Gwen follows, quietly, pretending not to know what Morgana knows, that all of it's bound to end in fire. "If only you'd let me in," she whispers, once she knows her mistress is asleep and nothing she says can be improper. "If only you'd give me permission to save you." Then one night it's Gwen who dreams, and there's no blood, no fire, no fear. Just a beautiful woman in a hooded cloak, pale skin, dark hair and mischievous eyes like Morgana's, smiling and holding out her hand. "Come with me," she says. "No," Gwen answers without hesitation. "I know my place." But she doesn't turn away. In the air above the sorceress's hand, she sees an image of Morgana's bed. "Is this your place?" Then the bedroom shrinks, and she sees the castle, the city, the countryside, the sky and sea surrounding it, all shrinking to a tiny point on a floating blue sphere. "Or is it this? Do as I say, Queen Guinevere, and the earth itself will be yours to command." It's all so absurd that she wakes up laughing, and Morgana, who hasn't slept, asks what's so funny. "It's nothing," Gwen says carefully. "I don't remember." The end.